Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listeners, how are you today? With me, Ahmad Faisal. I'm so fine. I also hope all of you are fine. And today, on Wednesday, you can also do your best. For today's edition, I would like to accompany you 60 minutes ahead. And we also would like to present some programs started with news, information, commentary, and other information, as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with our news. And stay with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
This is RRI, Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. French President invites Indonesian President Joko Widodo to Paris. Indonesia takes firm stand on saying no to foreign rubbish. Kadin welcomes the implementing rules of guarantee halal product law. Now the news in detail. After historical visit of French President in 2017 to Jakarta, France keep strengthening bilateral relations with Indonesia in all sectors. Related to that, French Ambassador to Indonesia, Jean-Charles Bertone, in a special interview with Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta on Wednesday, said that after his visit, French President François Hollande is hoping for a reciprocal visit by President Joko Widodo. According to the ambassador, this year the government of France has invited President Joko Widodo to attend a World Leaders Forum in Paris.
Le président Jokowi est invité au forum de Paris Peace Forum.
President Joko Widodo is invited to attend Paris Peace Forum on November 11 to commemorate the end of World War I, to mark commitment and multilateralism for world peace that is currently quite threatened. President Macron has invited head of states and government of great countries to attend, and Indonesia is a great country. Ambassador Jean-Charles Bertone also said that France government congratulated Indonesia on having held the general election simultaneously. The ambassador viewed that Indonesia's simultaneous general election is very unique with various obstacles considering Indonesia is a vast country. Over the past few months, Indonesia has repeatedly shown its objection towards becoming a dumping ground for foreign trash containing hazardous and toxic waste, or B3 waste. The Indonesian authorities, who have thoroughly been checking containers full of foreign rubbish arriving at several seaports of the country, have been sending the imported waste back to the countries of origin, including the United States and France. Indonesia and several other countries in Southeast Asia have been chosen by certain developed countries to be their alternative destination for their waste. Thus, imported waste has become a serious global challenge. Considering the importance of this issue, environmentalists had even raised the issue of imported plastic waste on the sidelines of the 34th ASEAN Summit in Bangkok, Thailand recently. Greenpeace, for instance, launched a petition titled No Space for Waste by urging the ASEAN leaders to end plastic waste crisis. Indonesian Chambers of Commerce and Industries welcomes the government's rules on the implementation on halal product guarantee, which was signed by President Joko Widodo. Head of Permanent Committee of Middle East and Islamic Cooperation Organization, Indonesian Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Fahri Taib, in Jakarta on Tuesday said he was optimistic that the rules will not complicate the business world, including micro, small, and medium enterprises. According to Fahri Taib, micro, small, and medium enterprises will be treated specifically, especially in an effort to ease the cost of certification. Governor of Jakarta Anies Baswedan will speak at the 2019 World Cities Summit and Mayors Forum to be held in Medellin, Colombia on July the 10th until 12th. Baswedan, who was invited by Medellin Mayor Federico Guterres, will speak on enhancing economic and environmental security during the second session. Baswedan and noted in a statement in Jakarta on Tuesday that the 10th summit will be themed Livable and Sustainable Cities, Building a High Trust City, Moreover, the Jakarta governor is scheduled to speak during a roundtable discussion of the C40 high-level event theme, How to Make Low-Carbon Mobility in Cities a Bigger Movement. Jakarta has directed its focus and efforts to recruit the finest human resources and develop sophisticated infrastructure to make the capital city a model not only for other regions in Indonesia, but also at the global levels. Attendees of the World City Summits and Mayors Forum will comprise 74 selected governors and mayors who will share their views and experiences in responding to urban challenges and bringing about improvements in urban living condition. The summit will be enlivened by an exhibition on urban infrastructure development, the latest urban planning methods to be presented by international organizations and private companies. This news broadcast is coming your way from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The government of Indonesia is set to boost the growth of export-oriented industries and the tourism sector in the provinces of Central Java and East Java. Minister of the National Development Planning, head of the National Development Planning Agency, Bambang Brojonegoro, said after a limited on Central Java and East Java development acceleration at the Bogor Palace in West Java on Tuesday, that the president asked the governors to focus on developing their respective region. This would later encourage investment into Indonesia, especially for the respective province, so that later exports will be more driven. According to Minister Bambang, President Joko Widodo first wished to understand the problems faced by the two provinces, especially those related to efforts to increase investment and exports. Ministry of Agriculture regarded a significant increase in agriculture commodity and product export to China for 2014-2018 period, reaching almost 34%. Head of Data and Information Center, Agriculture Ministry Ketut Karyasa in Jakarta on Tuesday said that the increase also valid on all Indonesia's agricultural product export with positive value. He also said that Indonesia recorded a trade balance surplus in the form of volume and value. According to Karyasa, the success is due to the work hard of all parties, especially related to the use of government's breakthrough program. Last item, Vice Director of Regional Waste Management Company in Sweden, Bernard Lundgren, and Global Business Development Vera Park, Jessica Magnusson, explore cooperation with city's government of Probolinggo East Java related to garbage management. Head of Regional Infrastructure and Development Office, Regional Planning and Development Agency and Research Development of Probolinggo, Ari Puspita in Probolinggo on Tuesday said the Sweden team will contact the city's government of Probolinggo related to the data which are needed by them for deeper studies related to the management of waste from upstream to downstream, especially waste considered still has economic value. Meanwhile, Global Business Development Vera Park, Jessica Magnusson, said that there are things that need to be addressed related to the biogas installation in order to produce gas for electricity production. To end the news, here are the main points once again. French President invites President Joko Widodo to Paris. Indonesia takes firm stand on saying no to foreign rubbish. Kadin welcomes the implementing rules of guarantee halal product law. That was the end of the news. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's commentary is on Afghan peace negotiations needs to be continued. Although there were still armed attacks that killed dozens of people, agreements between the United States, the Afghan government, and the Taliban showed promising results. The United States and the Taliban agreed on a number of key points that could form the basis for further agreements. As reported by the Associated Press and Reuters news agencies, all parties have agreed to build civil society. Another agreement is the commitment of the United States and the Taliban to guarantee the rights and equality of all ethnic groups and women. The results of the agreement that took place from July 7 to 8 can be a platform for all parties to truly make peace for the better future of Afghanistan. The results of the peace talks will also make the United States withdraw all of its troops from Afghanistan next September. Along with that, the Taliban guarantees that they will not tolerate terrorist groups in Afghanistan. The Taliban, through the agreement, guarantees that the country will not become a hotbed of radical groups that can commit terror and violence in other countries. The involvement of the Taliban in the agreement on peace in Afghanistan was initiated by Qatar, which became one of the mediators with Germany. The initiative was based on the opinion that the peace process in Afghanistan, which would culminate in the withdrawal of 14,000 U.S. troops from Afghanistan, must involve all components. The Taliban had previously refused to participate in the negotiation to find a peaceful solution in Afghanistan. Although have been involved on the sidelines of the ongoing negotiations, the Taliban are still carrying out attacks in Kabul which have caused damage and dozen fatalities. For the United States, the outcome of the talks is a good sign. Sending troops to Afghanistan over the past 17 years, judged by President Donald Trump, as spending a very large budget and caused casualties from the United States military circles. Peace in Afghanistan is certainly not the dream of the people of that country alone. Others, including Indonesia, also hope for a solution for the country which has been hit by decades of conflict and war. Therefore, all hope that the encouraging results in the initial process of the negotiation will continue with other stages to bring about peace in Afghanistan. That was commentary on Afghan peace negotiations need to be continued. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, from Indonesia to the world. Hello, welcome back to Today in History of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. I'll start with July 10, 1962, the first communication satellite in the world, Telstar, circles into space. Telstar is a series of communication satellites consisting of Telstar 1 and Telstar 2 satellites. The Telstar satellite circuit is a satellite that signifies a new era in electronic communication because it successfully broadcast the first television broadcast in the world. Telstar 1 was launched on July 10, 1962 using a Thor Delta rocket. The Telstar satellite circuit was launched by NASA a few hours after Telstar was launched, the world's first live television broadcast from the Earth station in Andover managed to cross the Atlantic Ocean. So, since then, humans have begun to enter the era of communication satellites. Turning to July 10, 1973, the independence of the Bahamas. The Commonwealth of the Bahamas is a country consisting of approximately 700 islands in the Caribbean region, Florida. The United States is located in the west and Cuba in the south of the Bahamas. The Bahamas became a British colony in 1718. Around 8,000 loyalists and British slaves moved to the Bahamas in the late 1700s from New York, Florida, and Carolina. The Bahamas gained full independence on July 10, 1973, while remaining a member of the Commonwealth of Nations. Since the 1950s, the Bahamas economy has developed based on two pillars of tourism and financial services. I'll end with July 10, 1985. The Greenpeace Rainbow Warrior ship was bombed and sank in the port of Auckland, New Zealand. The Rainbow Warrior is one of the series of ships operated by Greenpeace. The first ship was sunk by the French Secret Service in the port of Auckland, New Zealand on July 10, 1985, through a sabotage. At that time, Greenpeace activities were heavily terrorized for opposing French nuclear experiments carried out on Mururoa Island around Polynesia. The Rainbow Warrior is one of three ships used by Greenpeace to carry out its action against current environmental destruction. Two other ships, the Arctic Sunrise and Esperanza, in action in the Northern Hemisphere to the poles. Well, that was Today in History from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, from Indonesia to the world.
Listeners, you are still with us. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, in today's edition, we would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listen. listener, today's My Indonesia is titled Maritime and Fishery Ministry Uses Research Result for Fishermen. Indonesian Maritime Affairs and Fisheries Ministry, along with cellular operator, launched Laut Nusantara application in 2018. Laut Nusantara is a mobile application which uses satellite imaging to detect locations with most fishes. The app can be downloaded at Play Store for free with data service operator. Chairman of Research and Human Resource Body at the Maritime Affairs and Fisheries Ministry, Sharif Wijaja, in a written statement in Jakarta on Sunday, said the ministry stated that the Laut Nusantara program is an example of research result utilization for fishermen in various regions, which helps fishermen catching fishes. Beside that, according to Sharif, every morning the program is uploaded via all social media, such as Twitter. Sharif said the program is downloadable on cell phones to find fish location. Therefore, fishermen can easily detect and then catch the fish. The app can be used by fishermen as long as their smartphone get data signal. Based on the test in some regions, the app still works until 10 miles from the coast. Laut Nusantara application, which was built for more than 5 months, is supported by complete information bases. The data source fully comes from cooperation with Ocean Research and Observation Office. According to Sharif, as Ocean Research and Observation under the Maritime Affairs and Fisheries Ministry, this role has very complete and useful maritime data to develop ocean, including practical benefits for the small fishermen. Currently, there have been 11 regions and 1,300 fishermen who had been introduced to the Laut Nusantara program. The 11 regions were Perancak, Pandeglang, Central Lombok, Kanjeran, Situbondo, Indramayu, Greges, Pakutatan, Serang, Sendang, Biru, and Perigi. Until February, around 10,000 fishermen have used the application. It is targeted that until the end of the year, there will be 15,000 fishermen able to use this application. Indonesian Maritime Graduates Association head Muhammad Abdi Suhufan hoped that the internet technology intervention for fishermen can bring great social changes for them, so it needs guidance to bring the positive impact. Listener, that was My Indonesia.
Menjadikan diriku pelampiasan cintamu agar dia kembali padamu tanpa peduli sakitnya aku. Sakit.
Listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, we would like to present next segment, Indonesian Wonder. It is about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Listener, today's Indonesian Wonder will be about Sawah Lunto in West Sumatra Province. Sawah Lunto is a city in West Sumatra Province. The city is the second widest one in West Sumatra. In the past, the city relied on its economic income from charcoal mining, but now it is transformed to be a city with beautiful natural tourism objects. Talawi Lake is one of amazing natural tourism destinations in the area. Talawi Lake has blue water lake. That's why it is called Blue Lake by people. But local people mention the lake with the name Bachan or Tomosu Lake. In the past, Blue Lake was charcoal mining. Holes of ex-mining excavation formed a giant basin which was further contained by water, and then it formed a lake. That's the origin of Talawi Blue Lake. In addition to becoming tourism object, the place can also become pre-wedding place. The reflection of blue color of lake's water and also beautiful views surrounding the area make the lake become the new destination in Sawah Lunto. To access Talawi Lake is quite difficult. Like ex mining, the road is still rocky. To go to the tourism destination, we suggest you to ride motorcycle. This tourism object is located at Tampok Tangah, Talawi, Sawah Lunto, and has a distance around 13 kilometers from the downtown of Sawah Lunto. Before arriving at the lake, tourists must be through Kanbi Animal Park. After strolling as far as 6 kilometers, you will arrive at the lake. It's heavy trip to come here. You will be paid by seeing the beautiful scenery. The lake's complex has opportunity to become potential tourism object. So local government supports this tourism object in a bid to be comfortable for tourists to come there. Hopefully, the lake becomes a new tourism destination of Sawah Lunto, replacing its old identity as a mining area. Listener, that was our segment Indonesian Wonder for today. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Voice of Indonesia.
Alright, listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in the Indonesian language on the radio, introducing some Indonesian vocabulary and tips on how to use it in a conversation. This segment is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development and Cultivation Agency at the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is about, do you have small change or ada uang kecil? Next is a conversation about, do you have small change or ada uang kecil? Tony and Enda are at a shopping center. Tony wants to pay a keychain. The keychain costs 12,000 rupiah and he gives 100,000 rupiah.
Harganya 12,000.
Okay, ini uangnya.
Aduh, ada uang pas? Saya belum punya kembalian.
Oh, ada.
After the conversation, now I will introduce some vocabularies and expressions related to the topic today. I will say each word slowly and twice so you can repeat after me. 1. Harganya 12,000. It means it is 12,000 rupiah. I will repeat once again. Harganya 12,000. It means it is 12,000 rupiah. 2. Ini uangnya. Here is the money. Ini uangnya. Here is the money. Next, aduh, ada uang pas? Which means, oh, do you have right money? Once again, aduh, ada uang pas? It means, oh, do you have right money? Next one, saya belum ada kembalian. I have no change. Saya belum ada kembalian. I have no change. Oh, ada. Yes, I have. Once again. Oh, ada. It means, yes, I have. In the conversation, the salesman said, aduh, ada uang pas. Saya belum ada kembalian. Uang pas is the money in accordance with the price of the item. Sometimes the salesman also asks the buyers for small change. For example, the price of goods is 12,000 rupiah. The buyer gives 1,100 rupiah. Uang kecil is the nominal smaller than it is given by the buyers. If you don't have right money or small change, you can say maaf tidak ada or maaf tidak punya. Once again, you can say maaf tidak ada or maaf tidak punya. I'll give you an example. Ini uangnya. Here is the money. Ada uang kecil? Do you have small change? Maaf, tidak ada. Sorry, I have no small change. When you stay in Indonesia, you should carry cash and small change. In the traditional markets, shops, and even in some kiosks, the buyers usually pay in cash. Only at supermarkets or at certain kiosks, you can transact by using cards. Before we end, let's speak Bahasa Indonesia for today's edition. For more details, let's listen to the conversation one more time.
Harganya 12,000.
Okay, ini uangnya.
Aduh, ada uang pas? Saya belum punya kembalian.
Oh, ada.
Listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. Thank you so much for listening, and hopefully this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. See you next week with other interesting topics. Sampai jumpa.
kita berperan di kenyataan yang tersulit tentang cinta. Saat kecewa penuh ragu dan sakit yang kan terobati, karena ku kan ada siap untuk mengganti hatimu yang luka. Akulah yang kau cari, mulailah melangkah. Jangan kau kembali, bahagia bersama sang pemeran pengganti. Hidup bukan sandiwara, kita berperan di kenyataan yang tersulit tentang cinta. Saat kecewa penuh ragu dan sakit yang kan terobati, karena ku kan
listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz, and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, next segment, we would like to give you information about music.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Listener, in today's edition of Music Corner, I present you a song entitled Rangkayo Hitam. The song Rangkayo Hitam is a Malay song coming from Jambi, which tells about a brave figure from Jambi named Rangkayo Hitam. The song's lyric mentions about a brave and strong man, Rangkayo Hitam, who was known until Mataram, West Nusa Tenggara. He has a kris called Siganjay. He was known to be wise in leading his territory. Meanwhile, many people also mention that Rangkayo Hitam was a magical and brave king. He lived in the era of Jambi Malay Kingdom, which was under the colonization of Mataram Kingdom. One day he foiled the tribute delivery from his brother to the Mataram Kingdom. Then the kingdom planned an attack and urged Empu to make a kris. However, the kris was snatched by Rang Kayu Hitam and called it Siginjai. The legend of the bravery of Rang Kayu Hitam is adored in a song Rang Kayu Hitam. Well, listener, let us listen to the song Rang Kayu Hitam by Ike Nurjana. Happy listening.
Namo ibunya dari pagar ruyung.
Voice of Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia.
Well, listeners, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. We would like to say thank you very much for your kind attention, listeners, for you to listen to our program for today. And we will give you another interesting information. And stay with us at Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz, and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, and Twitter at VoiNonesia, email voi@voinews.id.